Oh, I don't know if that's going to help you, lost one. Turning in place, looking confused. Did someone throw you in the dungeons? Did you upset the wrong person in power? No, my voice isn't coming from the skeletal remains skewing about this room. But that's a good guess. You never know what necromancers get up to these days. There was a famous necromancer. He used to be able to make the meat on his dinner plate dance for his guests. Necromancers used to be much more powerful before they went soft and became concerned with only raising the willing dead. What a waste. Are your eyes adjusting to the darkness now, lost one? I bet there are shapes you can see in this blackened room now. It's amazing what humans can adapt to with time. Where are you? I am not a map. But you are deep beneath Nakeem Manor, of course. This is a place for lost things. For forgotten things. They put the ones who are innocent here. A good ruler puts the guilty ones on display for everyone to see, and hides away the ones who have done nothing wrong. You're a good-looking one, young and fair. I could see the bones of your face as soon as you got shoved in here. Humans have suffered from want because of features like yours, you know. I've seen that story played out before, too. Humans never change. Ah, and now you look for me. That is wise. Keep me talking. Assess what kind of threat I am. Oh, let's make a game out of this. You're getting colder. Warmer. Warm. Hot. So hot. Come closer, lost one. Listen to my voice. Yes. Do you see me? I am so dusty these days. Would you be a dear and wipe the surface of the mirror? This is my only window into your world, and I want to get a better look at you. Oh, come now. Don't be so reluctant. What else are you going to do? Do you have some pressing engagement that demands your time? It's just us, trapped and alone. And I've asked for such a small favor. Much better. Thank you. Now, you look a little worse for wear, don't you? And I like that glint in your eyes. It's a pleasure to see you properly. You want my name? How polite. That's not a question I get asked often. I will have yours first. Oh, how clever, keeping your name a secret. That is a good practice when dealing with strange voices in the dark. Very well. I am Luna. No, it's not my real name. You're very clever. But it's a name I like well enough. And what I am truly called would be unpronounceable on your tongue, lost one. Which is what I will keep calling you. So, since we have nothing but time, won't you tell me how you wound up here? I'm sure it's quite the story. And you'll find me a thoughtful audience. I'll hang off your every word. Ah, so it was your looks that got you into trouble, and your strong will. Tisk tisk. That's so unfair. Your captor sounds spoiled and entitled. You can never love someone as much as you love yourself. And the one who trapped you doesn't love herself. From what I've been able to glean. She thinks you'll fill the void in her life and make her complete. Ah, but completion comes from within. Tell me, do you think she'll come back for you? You are too much of a prize to be left to rot, I imagine. And she seems so fixated. A good quality in a ruler, but it's led many of them to ruin. When they hold so tightly and never let go. I've seen it before. Yes, I like watching your expressions change with my words. It has been too long. Yes, drink in my speeches. I am old and very wise. You are so lucky to be in my presence. Oh, I know. Now I sound like her. Don't worry. We're nothing alike. What am I? Now that's a rude question if I ever heard one. Who asks that? Clearly, I am made as you are. I'm just within a mirror. I speak and have memories and lips with which to share my thoughts. And eyes to observe lost things like you? Are you always so negative? To focus on what is different between two strangers and not what is the same? We are bound by common circumstance, are we not? Clearly, we are allies. Stay a while and speak with me, and you'll find we have much in common. I may even be able to help you. What's the catch? Ah, so that is your problem. You are too clever for one so stunning. They don't like that. When you're beautiful, the world wants you to be dumb. Lest you weave your charm against the unsuspecting for your own gain. We couldn't have that. It enrages people. Jealousy is such a human thing. I think you'll find I celebrate questions and cunning, holding back when it's necessary and, oh, what is that expression? I quite like it, I must recall. When you keep your cards close to your chest, is that how it is said? I'm saying it right. Yes, yes. Words of wisdom don't show all your cards. Everything that is important should be kept close to your heart. Is that not why you humans wear lockets with cameos and portraits around your neck? I like that custom as well. The images of the one you love are close to the cockles of your heart. It's so useful when you have to persuade them. If you want someone to cooperate, you just pop open the necklace. And then you know what they value, what their loved ones look like. I digress. Forgive me, it's easy to go on. After all, you are trapped and I am bored. Do our interests align enough for you to trust me, lost one? Your situation is perilous, no? Your captor will come back for you, but she will want you suitably accepting and submissive. Starved and sleep-deprived, spooked and alone with thoughts that beg you to acquiesce to her. Every ounce of that gray matter in your brain begging you just to bend the knee to her and survive. It's hard, and I've seen that story before. You must stay strong, as you did when you bit her. Can you act, lost one? Will you let her think she's beaten you, then run when the chance presents itself? I'm tempted to advise you to do so. You would wind up right back here, trapped with me. Then I would be able to look at you again. And you shake your head. Such spirit. Such defiance. It is your nature, isn't it? Yes. I'm getting to know you. The more we speak, the more you reveal about who you are. You are the type to set the world on fire just to catch your enemies in the flames. No. No, I'm getting ahead of myself. You are intoxicating. And you are right. There is another way. There is always another way. You could release me. I have strength to spare in your plane. I would keep you safe, and you would serve as my guide. I can tell from looking at you, so much has changed within the world. What would I do once I was free? Oh, don't worry about such things. I would take in the sights, naturally. Read a few books. I'm very fond of those. I'm sure we'd get along famously. And I'd like the chance to get to know you better, lost one. another question. You are so fond of them. You're lucky I'm quite bored and intrigued. What is it about you that draws others in? It is a quality you cannot measure, but so apparent once I look into your eyes. Your question, of course. How do you free me? Oh, that's excellent. What a brilliant inquiry. It's simple. I require a willing offer of flesh. Now don't look so spooked. Surely you know that all power comes with a cost. If you want a swift rescue, it can't be free. This is the nature of the universe. You're a proud one, I can tell. I'm not asking for much. The tip of your finger or your smallest toe. Look into my eyes, brave one. Look beyond the mirror and see me as I see you. Am I asking for so much? Everything comes with a cost. You want your freedom, don't you? No, what are you doing? Wait, stop. Oh, perfect. You are so defiant. It feels good to have a body again. To breathe the stale air of this plane. Thank you for freeing me from my prison. I almost never look in this mirror. I don't care enough about this world to bother. But you have drawn me in and invigorated me. Whatever this quality is about you that makes me care, that makes me want. Oh, I want more of it. I knew you were braver than the others. More obstinate. Don't worry. I reward those who are bold enough to defy me. I'll keep you locked up here, safe and secure. Once I've taken over the castle, you can be my consort. Don't worry, I'll give you much more freedom than your previous captor did. I want to dissect you and find out what magic it is you weave that holds dominion over me. Something as powerful as me shouldn't feel beholden to something like you. But we have time. We'll figure it out. Until then, Just be safe. I have some business to take care of. When I come for you, there will be blood running down the flagstones. Pay it no mind. We will rule these lands before the sun has set. Be well, brave one. I'll come for you soon. We'll have such a charmed life together. You'll see. The end.